This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And he was sick last week. I had to run a rerun with him just so that everybody could get their Zimmerman fix. But joining us again from the palatial truthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good to be back.
Yes, sir. So, let's kick off with this. Now, part of the Bruin response that New York came out with, a lot of that stuff was nonsense. It was really going to be sort of difficult just to try to enforce that to begin with. But it's still on the books. So, recently, though, something happened. What did you guys find out?
Well, a number of lawsuits were filed challenging the law, and which really made concealed carry almost impossible, especially in a city like New York. There were a few cases filed, and they were consolidated, and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel, ruled this week. And the Second Circuit is about half an inch behind the Ninth Circuit in terms of their hatred for gun rights.
Right.
And they left a lot of the laws in place, so those have to go on. But two big ones that even they found to be unconstitutional was first the signage law. And unlike almost anywhere else in the country, where a private property owner doesn't want guns to be carried on their property, they just post a sign saying weapons excluded, no concealed carry, whatever the case may be in that particular state. In New York, they took the opposite approach, and they said no one can carry in any private property where the public is allowed unless there is a sign saying, yes, we allow concealed carry on this in these premises. So the second Court of Appeals struck that one down. That was a case filed by the Second Amendment Foundation. There were actually two, Hardaway and Christian, were the cases, I think. And, it was just an obvious, move to make virtually any piece of property, a no-go sign, because most private property owners aren't going to put up a sign saying, guns allowed. Even if they have no problem with it, they're not going to go out of their way to do that. The other case that was successful was the requirement under the law that people who apply for a concealed carry permit had to give the state access to their social media accounts. That was a violation what's that a violation of? I'm sorry, I just drew a total blank on that.
So I would think that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, wouldn't it be? Fifth Amendment?
Or most likely. Yeah, I would think so. So anyway,
14th Amendment?
That one went down to.
Yeah.
Most likely fourth. Yeah. Seizures. Not to mention privacy. So, good news from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, something we can't say very often with regard to guns.
So, now, has this been appealed by Letitia James and Kathy Hochul? Have they appealed this?
I don't doubt that they will. They hadn't yet. I mean, these rulings just came down on Friday, so I'm not sure how long they have to appeal, but I'm sure they will move for an on-bank hearing of these cases, as will the gun rights organizations who lost on the other point. I'm sure they have no expectation of success. Again, in the Second Circuit, they just have to go through the motions to then get it up to the Supreme Court, hopefully, at some point.
Now, if it goes,
yes, I fully.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If it goes through the in-bank process and they fine for it, and either way it goes, will the next step be the Supreme Court?
Yes. After the Second Circuit, the full Second Circuit Court of Appeals rules, the only option then is the Supreme Court.
Isn't that sort of precipitous for them? Because, I mean, I have looked at what they've been doing with these Bruin response laws as sort of delaying tactics.
Of course.
And I just wonder, going that way, isn't that going to sort of speed things up? Because some of the stuff, they're moving very slowly towards this thing to where just about everything's going to be buttoned up.
They're going to want to weigh their options because there's obviously always risk. They could very well lose and set a precedent that they really don't like and they really don't want to set and strike down a number of Bruin response laws, not just in New York, but these have also been enacted in places like New Jersey and California and Oregon, I think Washington too, maybe. Anyway, a number of the usual suspect states have gone in and done this since the Bruin decision came down.
Yeah.
So yeah, they will have, I'm sure, a lot of conference and Zoom calls deciding what their best course of action will be in terms of keeping these things in force as long as they can and delaying things until they hope one or more of the conservative justices retires, passes on, and can be replaced.
Yeah. I've often wondered about that. Do you think the justices that sit on the Supreme Court sit there and go, you know, if I retire, they're just going to come in behind me and change everything I just did?
And undo everything I've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't believe that they don't have those thoughts on both sides. So, and then, you know, on the other side of the coin was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who just hung on and hung on and hung on because she didn't want, you know,
to undo her good
work. She had the chance to have Barack Obama replace her.
Yeah.
She didn't retire. Then she tried to hang on until Donald Trump was out of office.
Right.
And she didn't make it. So you can bet and lose in those situations.
You can. Here's the thing about this, and I've been wondering about this. I looked into this myself, and I want to see what you think about this. Now, only six times ever has the Supreme Court taken up the Second Amendment. But you remember the Miller case?
Yes.
Do you know why short-barreled rifles are on the NFA register, according to the Miller case?
I don't remember the concealability.
No, because there was no military analog to a shorter barreled weapon at the time. Now, here's the thing. This is the thing. What the admission that they made when they said that is that only military weapons are protected by the Second Amendment when they said that.
Oh.
Now,
that's right. I do recall reading that.
So, yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Well, Dan, if the broken clock is right twice a day, that means Steve Dettelbach has finally, we find the analog for him, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
NBC News has noticed that Glock switches are an issue, increasingly so. So they did a little report on them to explain what they are and why everybody should fear them. And they interviewed ATF Director Steve Zettelbach. He sat down with him and gave him all kinds of quotes. And he said, he talked about how they're seeing them increasingly all over the country. How machine guns have been illegal since 1934, but these things are firing at a rate of between 800 and 1,000 rounds a minute. Never mind that they only hold 30 rounds, as many as 33 rounds in their magazine. But he's saying that it's becoming a real problem, and that the ATF is undermanned. They can't handle it. There are all kinds of different machine gun conversion devices that are incredibly deadly. Some of them just go on normal Glock type handguns. This is a Glock weapon, right? This doesn't look like anything different, right? That little square and plastic in the back comes off, makes this into a fully automatic weapon capable of causing mass casualties. Converted handguns are extremely difficult to aim and control.
Yeah.
In other words, we've had laws on the books to prevent these things since 1934, almost a century now. And yet people are importing and now printing little switches to make Glocks into fully automatic handguns more and more often, all over the place. It's gone, according to this NBC article, it's gone up 570% from 2017 to 2021, and officials say preliminary numbers from 2023 show another huge increase. Surprise, surprise. It's almost as if criminals don't pay attention to gun control laws and really don't care to follow them. Something that we've been talking about for, gosh, a long time. And one of the reasons that the ATF and the laws that it now advocates for, including assault weapons bans, quote unquote,
right,
are useless, meaningless, stupid, futile, and ultimately unenforceable.
So then I guess the question should be asked of the director or whoever said who said this. I guess we should be asking Dettelbach, so what is the point of regulating the law abiding? Of outlawing something for the law abiding. Why would we do that?
That's always the default response. Anytime that there is a shooting, anytime that anything bad happens, the response isn't to enforce the laws on the book, put those people in jail, make sure that they can't commit crimes out here on the streets where the average Joe and Jane lived, who obey the laws. The response, the knee-jerk response is always to ratchet up the laws that regulate what law-abiding Joes and Janes can do and keep them from being able to access affordably and easily the tools they need to defend themselves and do so within the law.
Right. Well... see, what I'm going to do this year comes 2024 for me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get one of these. See, the thing about the gun rights organizations are always in this reactive mode. They have to be. I understand that they have to be. But I'm going to try to talk one of them into hiring a couple of people and doing something proactive. I think they ought to go off to the NFA. And I think the NFA ought to be, done away with. Because it's never been challenged. Has the NFA ever been challenged?
I don't know. But they are in the process believe me, it's taken a long, I talked to the legal people at a couple of the largest gun rights stores about this. And they're not just going directly at the NFA. What they're doing is building a foundation of case law post-Bruin that knocks down individual aspects of current gun control laws, like waiting periods and magazine capacity limits and assault weapons bans, all of which will then make their argument against the National Firearms Act easier and more effective when they do go after it. Their assessment is that if they go directly at the NFA now, they will probably lose and get the court's reason to say, no, you know, it's crazy, we don't have machine guns on the street. But if you say, well, so-called assault weapons are legal, they're perfectly legal, there's no logical reason to ban magazines that hold over 10 rounds, there's no reason to make somebody wait 10 days, there's no reason to prohibit some adults under 21 from owning firearms, and you build that up legally, and I'm not sure how this works, but it's been explained to me. Legally, you have a stronger case for knocking down, for getting silencers taken off of the National Firearms Act, for getting rid of the arbitrary 16-inch limit on rifles, barrel lines, and that kind of stupidity.
Well, I guess we'll see. I completely get, though, this reactive posture they have to be in. Of interest, though, I'm looking at that picture of the Glock with the Glock switch on it.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a Gen 1.
Could be, you know.
They're all in the black market now, I guess. Huh? All the Gen 1s are in the black market.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's probably a stolen gun.
They're all in the black market now. Anyway, I found that interesting simply because that's sort of a that's way off the normal purview that they normally take. Most of the time they're 100% behind the narrative.
Yeah, I don't think he intended to make the point that criminals don't pay attention to gun law.
Yeah.
But in effect, that's what he did.
There you go. All right. This article, by the way, you can find it at thetruthaboutguns.com, as you do just about every article or every topic that Dan and I talk about. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. The Biden administration defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
While we support humanitarian pauses, we think a ceasefire that would allow the leadership of Hamas that plotted and planned October 7th and future attacks is one that's unacceptable.
The veto, issued during a recent emergency UN Security Council meeting, has drawn criticism from global leaders and human rights groups. The Supreme Court is dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. It follows President Biden's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's rescinding of its mandate in January. In a special live event on Netflix next year, two prominent tennis stars, Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz, will face off in the Netflix Slam on March 3rd to be held in Las Vegas. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And the other day, in an interview with Sean Hannity, Sean Hannity posed a question to Donald Trump saying, "Are you going to be a dictator?" Which I kind of think was a sort of a poor choice of words for Hannity, because that has opened up a big can of worms with some people. What did you find out? You've got an article on the Truth About Guns about Trump and dictatorship. What have you found out?
Well, Hannity didn't dream this up. There's been a concerted effort in the mainstream media in recent weeks to gin up fear, uncertainty, and doubt about what another Trump term would look like. And the current narrative is that unlike what happened in his first term, his second term, all the shackles would be off. He wouldn't have to worry about being reelected, and he'd just go full dictator. He would be an actual dictator. Excuse me. You know, with tanks in the street, the whole thing. Robert Kagan wrote an article in the Washington Post claiming that. Our Jennifer Sensabaugh made a few points about that. First of all, you have to think that these things are not so veiled calls for violence, because if you truly believe, as Kagan claims he does, that Trump is an aspiring dictator and that January of 2025, the American experiment in representative democracy will end, there's virtually no limit on what people can and should do to make sure that that doesn't happen, including out-and-out violence, including somebody taking a pot shot at it. I think that's ultimately what's behind this kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, they tried to scare people about Trump. They did that all through 2015 and 2016. None of it worked when he was elected. They said that you were going to have to drag him out of the White House if he lost. He wasn't even never going to leave. None of that happened. They said he was going to be a dictator in his first term.
Right.
None of that happened.
Right.
You can argue about what January 6th was. Ultimately, it was a mess. But I mean, it's insane that anybody thought that that was an actual attempt to overturn the government. That wasn't what that was at all. And ultimately, what she points out is, look, you can't hold two diametrically opposed thoughts in your mind. You can't claim that Trump's an aspiring dictator and then also claim to be Christian. All these same people who are claiming this are also people that are for gun control and for civilian disarmament. If you believe that Trump is going to have all the levers of power and is going to use the federal law enforcement agencies and maybe even the military to oppress Americans, do you really want government to be the only people with firearms in this country? Because that's basically what these people are saying. The civilian disarmament industrial complex in this country isn't just for universal background checks. They're not just for magazine capacity ones. Ultimately, what they want is full-blown UK-style civilian disarmament, Australian-style. Oh, that's what we've reversed over time. But that's what they want. They want large-scale gun turn-ins. They want people. They want it to be illegal. They want to outlaw people carrying guns. Anything beyond a six shooter and a double barrel shotgun. They want outlawed and confiscated. That's really what they want. So if you really think that Trump or any other future candidate in this country, and let's be honest here, Democrats have been calling their opponents, the equivalent of Hitler, going back as far as Harry Truman in 1948. He called, there's a New York Times headline over an article where he called him, another Hitler, and the dark night of fascism was going to fall on America if Dewey was elected. So they've done it to literally everyone ever since, which is why these kinds of things tend to get discounted. But if you really believe that, how can you also then justify having the government have access to all the guns, or at least all the good ones?
Well, I guess it's that totalitarian bit. I was looking at the other day, and I'm always looking for some sort of a rhyme or reason to the leftist intent, trying to figure out the motive. And if you look at climate change, they're trying to do the same thing with climate change, to make climate change a thing by banning things, right? They want to ban cars. They want to ban cars that don't get this kind of gas mileage. They want to ban gas stoves, that kind of thing. Do you know what? And in the same vein as gun control, where they say, well, if we get rid of all these guns, if we do this with guns and all this other stuff, and then there'll be no more crime, and you can trust us, the government. Right? That's what they say, right?
That's the claim.
Yeah. So, as it turns out, what they have called these cooling spells that the Earth goes through, they call these a minimum, some sort of a minimum, and I guess it's based on who discovers it. And it's all based on the sun, and the sun is about to go into another sort of hibernation period as far as what we're going to be hit with. So we're going to start seeing cooling. So while they're out there getting rid of all these farms and doing away with all these fossil fuel places that will keep us warm during the winter, we're about to have harsher winters coming.
Mm.
which is I look at the weathers and in the same vein as crime, they're not going to be able to keep that at bay. And the problem with cooling weather has not, you know, when you're out there, you need every farm you can have that can possibly run. And they're cutting them, they're shutting them down. Now, I know.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
It isn't a good idea. It's never a good idea.
But then, well, I guess it's cool here in Austin today. It's 50 degrees.
It's so cooler.
In the streets, is going to have be wearing Uggs and down jackets. So.
I'm going to tell you something about your state real quick, just so you know. So it's one of those things that make you go, So if you were to look in Dallas for the hottest day that ever happened in Dallas, when do you think that would have been?
Oh, to go by the news, it's probably this summer.
August 18th, 1909, 115 degrees.
And just think how many SUVs were on the streets of Dallas back then.
Yeah, I'm sure just all kinds. I'm sure that there was nothing but Tahoes and pick-em-up trucks out there at the time. I'm sure that was exactly what happened. New York City, the hottest day was July 1936. St. Louis, 1954. L.A., 1963. So
1954 in St. Louis. I thought I'd live through one of those hotter days.
Right.
Look at me. Shows you what I know.
Well, it has nothing to do. It has. Well, I mean, you and I are both. We both grew up in a time when, you know, we had Walter Cronkite going, that's the way it is. And we said, yep, sure is. And we would just go to bed confident at night, knowing that Uncle Walter had everything in control. Turns out everything, all the bad stuff that we face today, was well, weather-wise anyway, that all happened before we were born or when we were too young to make a difference anyway. But I tell you what, you just hang on for just a second. This article, by the way, on the... my sense about that is at thetruthaboutguns.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. And, you know, I saw this, and I thought about this myself, because I kind of think if I carry a firearm, I ought to find a way to have a body cam in case I ever have to use it.
You can certainly buy one, and a lot of people are buying, you know, cameras for their cars, front rear cameras like police cruisers have, and They want proof. They want to know, you know, something happens, something bad happens. They want evidence to show that they didn't do it. And they were just defending themselves.
Right. Well, now, on the other hand, in today's highly polarized world, if I were a police officer, one thing I would absolutely want to have would be a body cam. I would want one that was playing 24 hours a day, although I know that they probably need to be at as an incidental recording versus everything they do. But
except when I'm in the bathroom, I would have mine on.
So what did we find out about this?
Well, and again, NBC News, doing some actual journalism, they wrote a nice piece here on the reluctance of federal law enforcement agencies to use body cam. And that's kind of strange, because every time there is some sort of a controversial event handled by local law enforcement anywhere, Rodney King, or George Floyd, or similar high profile arrests, beatings, shootings, that type of thing. The feds come in and they investigate and they open cases and there are lawsuits and there are consent decrees. And usually one of the things that comes out of that is the requirement that all the local police have body cameras to document any sort of misdeeds or bad doings or corruption. But strangely enough, none of the DOJ law enforcement agencies have the same requirement, even though Congress has been pressing them, according to this article, for 30 years to do that kind of thing. And it's actually worse, because a lot of times, the ATF or FBI will have, they'll do joint law enforcement, programs or task forces or whatever in certain areas, certain high crime areas with local law enforcement. But they'll tell the locals that, you know, who are wearing body cams, that if something bad happens, if there's a shooting and the feds are involved, then the locals can't release the video. And NBC interviewed one of those local law enforcement officials, Sheriff Michael Chitwood from Volusia County, Florida, and he says, you're going to tell me if something goes down and the camera is running that you have no right to that footage? F you, he said. He has pulled his deputies from a U.S. Marshals task force over that kind of requirement this year. What are the U.S. Marshals so scared of? What are they worried about is going to be revealed? They're doing their jobs and doing it with local law enforcement. And they, you know, somebody, a perp pulls a gun on them, they have to shoot them. Why are they so worried about body cam video revealing what they did? It's done every day in shootings all over the country. Body cam video, regular security cameras, showing what police did. And how they responded, and the number of incidents that become actually problematic is incredibly small. The police, for all their problems, and yes, police have problems and have, you know, bad actors, you know, a minority of bad actors, that kind of thing. They do a remarkably good job of dealing with very difficult situations most of the time. Not all the time, most of the time. And people on every side of the political spectrum like to see their police wearing these body cameras, so what they do is document it for obvious reasons. You said, if you're a cop, you'd certainly want that to show that you're doing your job and that you're not out there harassing people, beating them up, shaking them down, and God forbid, shooting people for no, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, I would absolutely think this is the thing we need to do. Plus, the supposition behind this. And you tell me if this means you're guilty due to the association of the topic. Aren't some people coming out there and saying, you know, this will clean up law enforcement, this will keep them honest?
Well, that's what they always say when they want to mandate the use of these things. Now, I don't think that that's true, but I think it probably helps.
So, do you sit there and go, I wonder why we should be doing this? If it's going to keep us, honest. Is the inference, if you don't do it, that you are going to be covering something up? Because that's what they do with us.
That's always going to be the suspicion. Some FBI agents and some ATF agents have these cameras, but not all of them, and they don't always make them big video of controversial situations available quickly. They claim they do when they can. The ATF added that under exigent circumstances, it releases video within 72 hours. In other words, if we get around to it. And depending on how controversial the situation might be, we may say decide that no, we really don't want to do it. It's kind of like releasing the Nashville shooter's manifesto. Every other manifesto from every other shooter seems to get released within 24 hours. How many months has it been since that one?
Since has it been 9 months, 8 months,
something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and other than the leak of those four pages,
right?
I have no idea what it is she wrote.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with part of the problem. You know, the kid that did the Louisville shooting at the bank. He had a thing about white privilege too. Both of them had a white privilege thing happen. Besides,
correct.
And both of them wanted to be dead. Both of them wanted to commit suicide as well.
Right, and I think he wanted to demonstrate the need for more gun control too.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah. So, having said all of that, of course, that doesn't really do that much as far as certain things are concerned. But with law enforcement, I would be looking at this. I mean, I'm thinking about getting a body cam myself in case I ever have to use a gun. I mean, especially given what goes on around here.
I'm sure the folks at Axon would be more than happy to sell you one.
I'm sure they would. How much is one of them? Are they expensive?
You know, I haven't really looked.
I would think they would not be that much more technologically advanced than, say, a dash cam.
You know, I as we said that, I brought up Amazon, and you can get one for, God, there's a cheap Chinese one for $19.99. There's another one here for, $65. There's a more one that looks more like the one the police carry for about $99. So they're not prohibitive at all. There's another one for $44. Not cheap. It's not cost prohibitive at all. You want a body cam? You can get one delivered. If you're a Prime member, you can have it delivered the next day for free.
The only problem with the body cam is that I sort of think it gives the game away, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does kind of look odd.
Yeah.
You walk around with
sort
that
of gives that game away.
Shirt.
This article, you can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. The Truth About Guns is a fast, prolific publisher of gun-related content. Everything within the gun culture they do touch. Whether you are a new gun owner or a cynical instructor, you'll find something that you want to read at thetruthaboutguns.com. My guy Dan is feeling better, so he is back with us. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.